Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Even though you make payroll every Friday, you don't have a guaranteed paycheck. You're the owner, and you eat what you kill. All right, welcome back, folks. It's 24 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great day today. 888-822-8255. That's the phone number. And I just had a call from Terry, and he answered one of our questions. One of the questions was, what was one of the famous things that Captain James Cook discovered in the Pacific during his journeys? And he answered it correctly as the Hawaiian Islands, but he answered the other question, which he didn't have to, but he took a shot at the other question, which was I needed the name of one of the three authors of the Federalist Papers. And his guess was Benjamin Franklin, and Benjamin Franklin wasn't anywhere near the Federalist Papers. It was not Benjamin Franklin. So I'm still looking for the name of one of the three authors of the Federalist Papers, because today is the day that they first appeared in a New York newspaper in 1787. So I'm still looking for that. If you'll call me and give me the answer to that, I'll send you a book by Jim Donovan called This Is Your Life, Not a Dress Rehearsal. All right, now let's move over to our special guest. I'm so happy to have her with us today. Her name is Kelly Oldwiler. Let me tell you just a little bit about her. She's the president of Kelbergen Consulting, a training and consulting company that specializes in high-performance technologies, the development of team-based cultures, and leadership development in fast-paced, high-technology, and innovation environments. She's an experienced executive coach, trainer, and facilitator. I know that personally because I have visited with Kelly on a professional basis myself. She works in the United States, the Western Europe, and Latin America, and she also is the co-author of an excellent book, an outstanding document called Paradoxical Thinking, How to Profit from Your Contradictions. Kelly, welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's nice to be with you again.
Boy, it's so good to have you back, and I just enjoyed visiting with you so much the last time, and I wanted you to be able to come back and talk to the audience again. And I'm excited because I was just talking to a guy a caller who just called in and gave us the answer to one of our questions. And while he was doing that, he told me that he was in the process of going 100% into his own business. He's been doing it part-time, and in about a month, he's going to go 100% into his own business. Isn't that exciting?
That is. It's probably about the most exciting thing, one of them, that can happen in a lifetime. Marriage, relationship, birth of children, birthing a new business full-time.
Right. Absolutely. It is like giving birth, isn't it?
It really is.
And I'll tell you what, folks, it's a lot. It's not only, and once you birth it, after that, it's a lot like raising a kid, because it takes a long time before that child gets to where it can sort of take care of itself a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then it needs a part-time job where it can bring a little money in.
Mm-hmm.
That takes a little bit longer. It really is. That's a great analogy, and I often think about that, the analogy. Having one of the reasons that I did was because as I was birthing my small business, my children were already born, but they were little, and so I could see similarities between raising them and raising my company.
Mm-hmm.
So
when you were raising your company, you probably had a sense of the importance of knowing yourself in that process for both your business and your family.
I sure tried to, but I had a lot of doubts. You know, there were a lot of doubts, a lot of things that I wasn't sure about.
Mm-hmm.
And those were some of the dark moments was when I was questioning myself, you know, mm-hmm. whether I was questioning whether what I was doing was the right thing. I felt that it was right for me, but was it right for my family?
Mm-hmm.
So
it's very similar to raise children and be questioning yourself that way as it is with a business. We're always afraid of making an incorrect decision. And I really, especially lately, have been feeling that, you know, that term, know thyself,
yep,
is probably one of the least, it's the least paid attention to and probably one of the most valuable. Because a business, whether it's part-time or full-time, it draws a lot of our energy, our attention, our mental stimulus. And if we're not careful, it can create as many problems as it can solutions for us.
Right.
And I think people are very good at creating different kinds of plans, business plans, financial plans, but rarely do we seem to do self-development plans. Somehow we don't hold that as important.
Well, you know what happens? Self takes a back seat to everything else.
It absolutely does. And yet that, the self, is really what's going to drive your business.
No question about it. That's where the spirit is. And without the spirit, you can't make anything happen, can you?
No.
That's a good question. And we're going to talk about that some more, folks, when we come back after this break. How to nurture the spirit, how to nurture the self, yourself. And we're going to be visiting again, continuing to visit, with our good friend Kelly Ohlweiler, the author of Paradoxical Thinking, How to Profit from Your Contradictions. It's 29 after the hour, folks. Come on back and be with us again. Thank you. All right. Welcome back, folks. It's 33 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us today. I appreciate your business. 888-822-8255. We're visiting with our good friend Kelly Ohlweiler. She's the co-author of an outstanding book called Paradoxical Thinking, How to Profit from Your Contradictions. Folks, this book has helped me. I've gotten into it somewhat, and I've been able to identify myself in this book, and I really recommend it to you. And Kelly has graciously allowed me to give one away. So if you'd like to answer one of my questions, and the question that I have left is, give me the name of one of the three people who wrote the Federalist Papers. One of them wrote a lot more than the others, and one of them wrote about half as many, and then another one, who is a less known individual, wrote just a few. I will give you a hint. One of them was a president. I'll give you another hint. But if you can answer that question, 888-822-8255, I will give you actually two books. We're going to give you two books. One is Paradoxical Thinking by Kelly Ohlweiler, and the other one is Jim Donovan's book, This Is Your Life, Not a Dress Rehearsal, 888-822-8255. Kelly, when we left, you were talking about ourselves, the importance of self, and talk to us about strengths, about our strengths.
Well, most of us, especially those of us who decide we have a business we want to birth, we know our strengths. We have a good idea of at least certain strengths that are going to help us to do this. And if somebody actually doesn't know his or her strengths, there are a couple of things that you can do, which we can go into in a minute. But it's very easy to look at the things that you do well.
Those things pop up on our radar screen very quickly, don't
they? Very quickly.
Now, we're really proud of them.
We're proud of them, although we don't flout them. Mm-hmm. We tend not to brag about them, but we do carry them when we walk into a brand new project that's going to demand a lot of us.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's called putting your best foot forward.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you want to go in knowing what you're going to be drawing on.
Right.
So if people, but there are also a lot of strengths that we have that may not be so obvious to us, that we may not even count as strengths. And an example of that would be if somebody is a self-doubting person. What would you say, Jim? Would you say that that's a positive thing or a not-so-good thing?
Well, you know, I don't mean to hedge on you, but I'd say it depends on the level of it. I would have to say that if you're self-doubting, I'm a self-doubting person, but yet I accomplish things. But I can see where self-doubting would be good as long as you didn't let it get out of hand.
Absolutely. And I think that was a very good answer, because self-doubting by many people is seen as something that you don't want to have as part of your character.
And you know what? Those are the people that at 50, they're making the same mistakes that they made when they were 25.
And yet, the self-doubting actually brings very, very valuable things to you. It can be considered a strength if you learn its value.
Right. Now, when I said just now, I meant the people who think that self-doubting is not a good thing.
Yes.
Now, those are the people who continue to make the same mistakes year after year.
Mm-hmm.
Because they never look into themselves at all.
So if you're somebody, and I admit that, you know, this is true of me too, who considered self-doubting as being somebody who's indecisive and hesitant, who has a lack of confidence, insecure, you know, who's wimpy, always vacillating back and forth.
Right.
That's how I defined that word at one point in my life.
Right.
And yet, when you think about it, if you think of somebody you know who is self-doubting, and you consider what it looks like when it's mature and constructive, what it looks like when it's actually helping a group of people or a particular situation. In other words, what's good about being a self-doubter?
Mm-hmm.
You begin to see that people who have a self-doubting side tend to look before they leap. They have a degree of caution, so they aren't running willy-nilly into something and, you know, getting into trouble. They're
right.
Safety aware.
Right.
They tend to be thorough and prepared. They often can be detail conscious.
Are women more likely to be a self-doubter than men?
I have found in my own investigations that women tend to be more self-doubting.
I think so.
Yes. And I think that probably contributes to culture. Women are not so self-doubting in certain areas.
Right.
They're not as self-doubting in family.
But in the marketplace.
But in the marketplace, they are more self-doubting. And I also think that's beginning to change. The young people who are coming out of school now, who are in their mid-20s or so and going in as, you know, bright young executives into new companies, have very little of this. No more than any of their male counterparts,
uh-huh.
from what I can tell.
That's very interesting.
Which is great.
Well, it is great, and there's no question about it. And
anyway.
I think the point you're making is that the culture is changing, isn't it?
The culture is changing.
Yeah.
Yes. And the other point I'm making is that if you're aware of something that you consider to be a weakness, if you look at it deeply, you may find that actually it's only a weakness when you're expressing it in an immature form, but that in a mature form, it can actually be your savior.
And a
be
constructive,
a real strength.
And a constructive form.
And in a very constructive form.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Kelly, we got to take a quick break. Folks, we got a caller that we're going to get to right after these messages, and we're also going to be continuing our visit with our very good friend Kelly Ohlweiler, the author of Paradoxical Thinking, How to Profit from Your Contradictions. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. It's 39 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. It's 44 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our very good friend Kelly Ohlweiler, the author of Paradoxical Thinking, How to Profit from Your Contradictions, and we're talking about your strengths and your weaknesses and how they contradict each other and how we contradict ourselves and how that gets us into trouble. And we have a caller. We're going to go to them in just a second, but right now, Kelly, before we go any further, I want you to tell our audience how they can get your book.
Oh, yes. You can order it from Amazon.com if you're online, or you can go to your local bookstore and ask them to get it for you. Most bookstores, if they don't have it in, can get it within 3 to 5 days.
If someone wanted to contact you and to take advantage of your services, how would they do that?
They can get a hold of me at area code 415-892-1464, or they can email me at P as in Paul, D as in David, K-E-L-L-E, @AOL.com.
All right, great. And that information, folks, is also on my website under the guest page with Kelly, under Kelly's name and on the dates that she's been on the show. And that website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Kelly, let's take a call. Gus, Chuck, who we have?
We got Dave out in Kansas City.
All right. Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Well, doing just fine, Jim. How are you doing?
Great. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, sir. You've got a fine show. I've been listening to it for probably the last 2 months, and it's a refreshing show to have in Kansas City, where we have a lot of small business people. There ought to be more shows like yours.
Well, thank you, sir. I really appreciate those kind words. Have you got a question for us, or you want to answer the question?
Well, I wanted to answer the question on the Federalist Papers.
Yes, sir.
Alexander Hamilton was one of those.
Good for you.
Yes,
outstanding.
Sir.
That's exactly right. Do you know that what his involvement was in the papers?
You know, I don't remember. I do recall that he was the advocate for central banking.
He was, and you know, he wrote most of them. He actually wrote 56 of the, let's see, 85. There were 85 papers. He actually wrote 56 of them.
Yeah, I was thinking so. Was James Madison another one?
Good for you. Well, that's outstanding. Yeah, he was. And the other one, I'm going to go ahead and tell you who the other one was, unless you know. Do you know who the other one was?
Probably somewhere in the back of my mind I know, but I can't.
Do you know Kelly?
I don't.
You know, it's a name that you will recognize, although he's not as prominent as the other two. It was John Jay.
Mm.
You heard his, you remember hearing his name, but he's not as prominent.
Yeah.
But the three of those three gentlemen wrote the Federalist Papers. Say hello to Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Dave. I'm impressed with your memory.
Well, thank you.
Dave, what do you do?
Well, I'm in the advertising business.
Yeah.
I do promotional products.
I see. That's great. Congratulations. Are you own your own business?
Yes, sir, I do.
Well, that's great. I'm very happy to hear that. Is there anything we can do to help you?
Well, the subject today of self-doubt, that can get in your way and cause you problems.
How does it create problems for you, Dave?
Well, I have found sometimes you can have a customer that they don't understand what you're doing or what you're thinking. You can sometimes get a down image.
Yeah.
Maybe because you're not bubbly enough or flighty enough.
If I understand what you do, you probably go out and knock on a lot of cold doors, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a tough way to make a living, Dave. I've done that. I tell you what, you've got to be able to have a strong inner spirit to be able to do what you do, Dave.
Yeah, really.
Kelly, what do you think?
Yes, and especially in advertising, I think there's an additional requirement, as you were saying, of this bubbliness.
Yeah.
That's required, and we don't always feel that way, do we?
No, we don't. No, we don't.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed sometimes that a con man can get by with more than an honest person.
Doesn't that drive you nuts? You know, I have fought that all my life, Dave, all my professional career. I've observed people like that, and you say, how does he stay in business? But somehow they manage to, don't they?
They sure do.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dave, you just got to believe in yourself. You got to believe in what you're doing. You got to believe that you're an honest person, that you're doing the right thing for the customer. And I'll tell you what I found out. If you take the long view, and I know you do, if you take the long view in this sort of thing, you realize that in the long term that your method will work out. And what used to happen to me is people would call me and ask me to evaluate my competitors' proposals.
Oh.
Now, I'll tell you what, they don't do that if they don't trust you.
Yeah, that's right.
And so I'm sure you've got some folks like that, too. Is there anything specifically that we can help you with, Dave?
No, I don't think so right now.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to send you Kelly's book, Paradoxical Thinking, How to Profit from Your Contradictions. And after you've read it and spent some time in it, give me a call back and let me know how it helped you.
All right. Well, thank you, Jim, and thank you, Kelly.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Dave. And listen, stay online and let Chuck take your name and address and everything.
Okay, fine.
Thanks, Dave. Keep listening. I appreciate you.
All right.
Hey, Dave. Bye-bye.
Hey, Dave, you're my hero. All right,
you
folks. Kelly, that was a nice call. Good for Dave. I'm glad to hear from him.
Yes.
I tell
and
you.
As you say, he is a hero.
Boy, he is. Mm-hmm. When you're in the business that he's in and you're out there knocking on those doors, you get your nose bloodied every other hour, maybe every 30 minutes. It's amazing. All right, folks, stand by. We're going to be right back after these messages with our good friend Kelly Ohlweiler, the author of Paradoxical Thinking, How to Profit from Your Contradictions. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back. All right, folks, it's 54 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And we're visiting with our good friend Kelly Ohlweiler, the author of Paradoxical Thinking, How to Profit from Your Contradictions. And Kelly, thank you very much for helping me visit with David for a few minutes. And I appreciate him calling in. And we're going to get his book right out to him. And I know he'll enjoy it. Kelly, let's talk about, we've been talking about strengths. We've only got a couple of minutes before we have to end, wrap things up for the hour. What about our weaknesses?
Well, our weaknesses are probably one of our greatest gifts, in a way. Our weaknesses, if we're aware of what they are and how they manifest in our daily work lives, we can make contingency plans.
Mm-hmm.
We can make self-development plans. We also can learn to love our weaknesses because they actually, as I was saying before, can be hidden strengths when they're expressed in a mature way. And we talked about the self-doubting being normally seen as something negative, but it actually can bring very positive things if you learn how to work with it.
And people out there are saying, how could that be? But that's the paradox, isn't it?
That is the paradox.
Yeah.
So if you try to get rid of a self-doubting side altogether, you're also eliminating the possibilities of being thorough and prepared and cautious, which can be very helpful in business. Because if you're leaping all the time into something that you're not really sure of because you're so confident, a lot of mistakes happen that way.
And if you think we're wrong, folks, how many mistakes have turned out to be revelations? How many decisions that you made that were wrong led you to a revelation, led you to identifying something that helped you be successful that you never would have found if you hadn't stumbled into it by mistake?
Mm-hmm. So probably developing yourself and creating a plan to do that. And a plan for development can even be things like developing your own prioritization process. Like somebody who I know, who I've been working with recently, their number one priority while they're starting their new business is, number one, is always what brings money into the business, period.
Right.
Everything else comes after that. And it's helped this person a lot to be able to make decisions, because the tendency is to go with what they're the most comfortable with, not always what will bring in income.
Right.
You can also develop your own decision-making process. And develop that, learn to use it, so that when you do get into a situation where you're uncomfortable and you have to make a decision and you don't really want to, what's a process that you can follow for you that will help you get through that? Because the more you sit and hold back, the more opportunity gets away from you.
Right. Mm-hmm. Is it easier for most of us to identify our weaknesses than our strengths, or harder?
I used to think it was easier to identify our strengths, but what I'm finding is that people have a tendency to identify on just a few strengths that are very obvious. And now what I find is if you can develop a list of characteristics, you know, just write everything down that you know about yourself, positive and negative, what you'll find is that there will be themes of strengths that come out and themes of weaknesses.
Would it be a good idea to do the balance sheet, to put the strengths on one side and the weaknesses on the other side?
Oh, I think that would be a great idea.
Yeah.
Because you know,
you
don't want to be out of balance.
Exactly. One of the things about weaknesses is we have plenty of help with identifying those from our friends and our family, right?
That's right.
Kelly, thank you very much. We've got to wrap it up for this hour. I hate to go, but it just goes by so fast. Thank you very much. You did a great job. Thank you for visiting with our callers, and I'm looking forward to having you back already.
Well, I always enjoy it. Thank you.
Thank you, Kelly. Great job. All right, folks, that's our good friend Kelly Oldwiler. She's the author of Paradoxical Thinking. You can get that book at Amazon.com and order it from your bookstore, too. Right now, I've got to wrap it up. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. And remember, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.